Who is the person that nourished and provided for you as a child? I think you know who that person is. The love they had for you. Have you ever had them sacrifice for you? You know, if you need a new gym shoes, or if you need a new sports outfit, or you're going on a field trip or a class trip, how they sacrificed for you that you might be provided for. Who in your life nourished and took care of your physical well-being? According to U.S. News and World Report, this is how much it costs to raise a child from birth to the age of 18. Anyone want to take a guess? Say out loud. Here, this is what U.S. News and World Report says, $267,000 per child. U.S. News and World Report also says that to raise a child a year costs $14,800. Reminds me of the smart Alex 17-year-old when he heard that. He said, "Dad, 17 to 18, I move out of the house. You got me for one more year. I heard it costs $14,800 to have me live with you. How about if we split the difference? You keep half and I keep half." You know what his dad said to him? "Okay, after you move out." Just kidding. The average childbirth costs $13,000. Milliman Medical Index states that the average American with a family of four pays $28,000 in health insurance. And ready for this, if you have teenagers, it costs $314 a month to feed a teenager. Wow. I remember my kids were teenagers, we'd buy a 5-quart thing of ice cream. My treat was to look at it. Came time to get out of the freezer, never mind, okay. We all had people who sacrificed and provide for us and nourished us, our physical body. So Jesus is our good shepherd. And so what do you think the main task of a shepherd is? To guard the sheep? Move the sheep from pasture to pasture? Watch over the sheep? Sacrifice for the sheep? Or nourish the sheep? Nourish the sheep. That's what a shepherd does. That's what a provider does. So in one of the most moving psalms of all, you know it, we hear, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He provides for me. He leads me by still waters. He restores my soul." The Lord not only provides for us earthly goods, he gives us our daily bread, but our Lord also nourishes our soul. To that, when Dr. Martin Luther heard the first commandment, he wrote about the first commandment. He said this. He said, "That thing to which you look for the most good in your life when you're down and out, and that thing to which you look for the most good to bring you peace, that is your God." Notices our Heavenly Father nourishes both our body and our soul. He nourishes and provides for us. But I'd like to take a different angle on the Good Shepherd, who not only nourishes and feeds us, but also a Good Shepherd who sacrifices for us. The east side of Cleveland in the Collinwood area, there's a school in March 1908 called Lakeview Elementary School. A very devastating fire took place there. Very solid, constructed mostly of brick and mortar, the school caught fire accidentally by the custodian. The basement spread quickly. And because the door was very large and made of oak, and because the hallways and the stairs didn't line up with the door, students jammed up against the doors, making it impossible for rescuers to come. Some students tried to jump out the window to no avail. But there are 172 students and 3 teachers, and rescuers died. Now, they're all buried at Lakeview Cemetery on the east side of Cleveland. That's where my great-grandparents are buried. Matter of fact, my grandfather, if you look to the right, there's a very beautiful headpiece. And there, you can't see it very well, but the teachers are functioning like angels or shepherds who were with their students at the end. My grandfather, there's another pillar which lists all the names, used to go and list the names and some of the families he knew. For there, the teachers themselves were the shepherds, who just not only nourished their minds, but also was there to sacrifice for their lives as well. You and I, we have a good shepherd who sacrificed for our lives. So, the next service, we talked about it, 8 o'clock, 8 young sheep will be confirmed into the faith. And there you can see their pictures. And about another, let me see, hour and a half, they'll be sitting up there all together. And will they testify? They'll testify, like many of you have, for the rest of their lives for the Good Shepherd. They will also know that he is a good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. This way, not an old school burnt building, but through the cross. Well, so they testify that they know the good shepherd, and the good shepherd knows them by name, and we will mention them by name just as they are baptized by their name. If you look in your bulletin, you can see their names. And they will know that this good shepherd has come to give life to them and give life to them their fullest. So we all need to understand that we as sheep, that God has placed in this church pastors, church workers, parents, sponsors, others who will guard, watch, sacrifice, but most importantly, nourish and feed you. See any pictures there? Those who might do that. For they're the shepherds that God works through, much like God worked through Peter. Peter, tend my sheep, feed my sheep, take care of my lambs. Take care of my lambs. See, you and I, we can learn a lot about Peter. Why? Well, Peter wrote checks with his mouth that his life didn't back up. You ever did that? Said something that you couldn't back up? Made a promise that you didn't keep? Opened your mouth about something which you knew little about. And that was Peter. Lord, if everybody else forsakes you, I'm not going to. And Jesus says, many of you are going to scatter. Oh, no, Lord, I'll stick with you to the end. Peter wrote bogus checks. We can learn a lot from Peter. Second commandment says, you shall not misuse the name of your what? We break the second commandment, not just by cussing by God's name, but by promising to do something in God's name and we don't do it. Learn a lot from Peter. Peter is very noncommittal. We sometimes like to be very noncommittal. So-so. Walk in the middle of the road. Reminds me of the chicken and the pig that were walking down the street. They saw a sign for a fundraiser, a sausage and egg dinner. The chicken said, let's go and contribute. And the pig said, no, thank you. You and I, we are called to be totally committed. Peter was a sinner. You don't need to say any more about that. Peter caved to the crowd. Now, we know that sometimes youth cave to peer pressure, but don't you and I also cave to peer pressure too? What's best for us, what's most convenient? We can learn a lot from Peter. Peter denied Jesus not once, not twice, but how many times? Three times. We can learn a lot by Peter because maybe when we take an honest look at Peter, we maybe see some of ourselves in Peter. And Peter wandered away from Jesus. Don't have to answer this. Have you ever wandered away from Jesus? I'm glad you're here. Sometimes people wander away for years and decades. We can learn a lot from Peter, but I think we can learn a lot more from Jesus. Why? Jesus never stopped loving Peter. Somebody asked, Pastor, is there anything I can do to have God not love me? And what's the answer? No. Now, we don't endorse or condone or celebrate sin. Nothing you can do to keep God from loving you. He loves you with an unconditional love. You are made in his image. He knows you by name. Jesus is willing to speak painful truths to us. Sometimes the truth is very painful. Friends in Christ, I believe this. A person who is willing to speak an unpopular truth to you is a better friend than someone who's only wishing to give you compliments to keep you happy. A loving friend will point out mistakes and errors to help you in your life. Sometimes you don't like to get our toes stepped on, but sometimes it's a blessing to have it. Jesus speaks painful truths to us. Jesus always forgives those who repent. Remember Dr. Martin Luther, when he nailed the 95 Theses to the North Wittenberg Door Church, said this, the life of a Christian is a life of daily repentance. In our catechism, we hear that being a Christian is nothing more than making confession. I'll say it again. Being a Christian is nothing more than making confession. Learn a lot from Jesus. Jesus forgives. Learn a lot from Jesus. He calls us to love him like who? No other. What is that thing that I love the most in the world? Is it my convenience, my pleasure? Is it my pride, my lust? What is that I like most in the world? My convenience to be entertained? What is that? We are called to love God as he loved us above all things and all others. The first commandment, you shall have no other what? Gods. The greatest commandment is love the Lord your God with what? heart, soul, mind, soul, and strength. Yes. Learn a lot from Jesus. And Jesus never stops feeding us. Whether it's here in his house, through the sermon, through your daily devotion, maybe you read a chapter out of the Bible a day. However, Jesus never stops feeding us. We can learn a lot from Peter because we're a lot like Peter, but more from Jesus, who feeds and nourishes us for our spiritual well-being and eternal life. So for our confirmands, this is the first time they'll be fed his body and his blood. Come to the Lord's table. Take, eat my body, take, drink my blood, given for you for the forgiveness of sins. They will be nourished eternally and spiritually. And may the Lord bless them as they make important vows. So maybe now. So think back to your confirmation day. For some of us, it's years. For most of us, it's decades. Matter of fact, for most of us, it's the 1900s. Never mind, okay? It's in a previous century. I don't think they're going to be here from the 1800s, though. That's okay. Remember what you said? Promises you made? His word and sacrament to forsake all others, even suffer death and to deny faith? May we think about that, the Lord, as we think about the Lord who's our good shepherd, who nourishes and feeds us and sustains us, who grants us eternal life in faith. So how about this? Lord bless you as he's your good shepherd who feeds you. How about this for a closing thought? Can you all read it with me? Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. And as God's sheep, all God's people say,